you write a song, you do all this stuff that you do around being a rock band, but the press kit is kind of a big piece, as we all know, right? That, like, what is that compelling blurb that you're going to write about how special you are that is going to get people's attention? So we're going to do some press kit, right?
And cool.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Now let's talk about Kelly Davidson, because I am a really tough critic when it comes to photography, especially rock photography and especially band portraits, because I have kind of a peeve about band portraits, and that there's endless opportunities for cool band portraits.
And a lot of them are kind of the same, yeah.
And so many of them
are. I bet your favorite is when they stand in front of a brick wall.
Yeah, I love that. How did you know?
I had a hunch.
Especially if they like slump kind of.
Indeed.
In slightly different directions, preferably wearing black leather jackets and blue jeans.
And trying to look tough.
Yeah.
Maybe the top of a roof.
Perhaps.
Like they used to say in the 90s that a band would have to have street cred. Like that if you're going to turn the corner and see that band, you were going to want to like walk away because they were going to beat you up.
Right. Tough as
like musicians, yeah. Drummers, yeah, they can beat people up, but musicians don't.
In time. So Kelly's done this series of portraits of musicians with their children, and every one of them is different. Every one of them captures the look, the feel of these kids and how they relate to their parents and how they interact with their siblings and their environments, and every single one of them is completely different. And that to me is a really quality photojournalist or really quality portrait photographer, mm-hmm. that she goes into each environment and she probably without even realizing she does it, she sees how to show what these people look like in their space. And there's no like lined up against a brick wall going on. There is none of that. And they're beautiful portraits. They're really amazing. And I've talked to her a lot about them. And I know that she really, you know, she works hard on them. And she thinks a lot about them as she's editing, like which one is the best and what caught that moment the best. And I look at them and I'm like, wow, every single one of these is a standout image. She's really talented. And so she does band portrait photography. She does a lot of like promo photos for bands. Have you seen any of the sort of the leaks of the beginnings of the Walter Sickert stuff she just did?
No, I haven't seen that.
She shot Walter Sickert. She shot the Army of Toys, mm-hmm. reflected in a silver ball. I don't even know how she did it. It's so cool. So it's like a hand holding like a Christmas tree ornament, and the whole band is reflected in it. It's really neat. Go Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
So she does the portraits. I know where this all came from. She does the portraits for Rock Camp. She does the band photos.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to do their bios.
Awesome.
That's really cool, because just that part of the experience for them, I think will probably stick with them and like help them think about how to promote themselves for the rest of their lives, whatever they actually do.
How old are the girls that participate in the program? Is it
they are 8 to 16,
oh, okay.
8 to 17.
Nice.
Yeah, they get them when they're young. It's an amazing program.
And also the Ladies Rock Camp is also really cool.
Yeah, Ladies Rock Camp is the fundraising arm. So the ladies do the same program that the girls do in half the time. And it's really cool. It's really fun. I've done it more than a few times myself. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, and like people have come out of that program and had real
Thrust
bands
Club,
and real...
in fact.
Real careers in music.
Yeah, Thrust yep. Club came out of that. I think Solo Sex. Did Solo Sex mm-hmm. come out of Ladies uh-huh. Rock Camp? And there's a bunch of... I mean, I'm actually looking at my list of upcoming shows to see which ones. The one that jumps out at me right away is certainly Thrust Club. We're definitely a ladies rock camp band. But there are a few. There are a few. And it's cool. I actually, every year I go in and say right off the bat, I don't want to be in a band. I couldn't possibly. There's no way. I don't have time. And every year I'm like, oh, I want to keep this band together. But I can't. I got to do stuff. I got to make food for people and stuff like that. Because there's that too. That thing too. That cooking thing that I do. That's a different hat. I have to sit down in the hat chair
cuisine
again. Cuisine on locale hat.
Nice.
Yes. All local. All year round. 13 years. Cuisine on locale has been cooking all local. In the greater Boston area for 13 years.
And
which
I bet,
is hard to do.
I bet when you started, if somebody had like told you, oh, you were going to own this club that's going to come out of this, you would have said, no.
You're right.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're right. That's what I would have said. You are correct, sir. Yes. But, you know, I started working in music when I was 18. And I managed bands and I booked tours and I created compilation records and designed album covers and did art direction and tour managed and did all this stuff for years and years and years and years. And there's a couple of times in my life when I've stopped working in music for a period of time and then found myself back in it in ways that, you know, I wouldn't have seen coming. So in some ways, I probably would have been like, no, 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 I am a food policy advocate and an activist and what I care about. Like when you met me, that's what I was doing full time. And but at the same time, I probably would have said, yeah, at any moment, music could come up and absolutely overwhelm me again, because that seems to be something that happens. And I know I'm not the only person that says that. I'm not the only person who has worked in music and found it coming back over and over again and been like, no, I'm going to do this other thing now. Oh, there's the music business again, hanging out in the corner, just waiting. So in some ways I probably would have been like, no, that'll never happen. And in other ways I probably would have been like, yeah, well, you never know, because at any moment the music industry will come grab you and suck you back in. And you know, there's that thing where bands are like, oh, I got to do this thing right now because you got to strike while the iron is hot, kind of. And like, I got to get my single out right away and I got to go on tour right away. And you don't. It's just not true. It's just not true. The music industry moves like molasses. It's not like, oh, you got to get it done right this second or you're never going to have your chance again. Because honestly, it doesn't go away. It hangs out. Molasses, like it drips. So there you go.
Yeah. So let's remind people of the shows that are happening at once that we want people to fill the room with that are happening soon.
Yeah, I'd love to see a whole lot of people come out to support Brian Viglione. I'd love to see that.
That's an amazing musician.
He's an amazing musician.
And very nice guy, too.
Oh, he's such a sweetheart. His wife's really nice, too.
When is that show again?
The 15th of June is that show with the Posies on their 30th anniversary tour. And
what's the spot where you can get tickets?
It is oncesummerville.com.
Right, but there's also physical tickets. Isn't there a
store? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fee-free.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to pay cash and get an actual printed ticket, like
fancy,
that you can put the stub in your ticket stub book. Have you ever seen those?
You
ticket
can put
stub
it
books?
Put it in your like scrapbook. Yeah.
You can put it in your scrapbook.
Yeah.
It's called A Curated World, and it's next door to us. We're 156. She's 160 Highland Ave. And while you're there, you can pick up a really nice soap, or check out her amazing furniture, or buy a beautiful pillow, or perhaps a throw. I'm a fan. You can tell Kay. You want a ticket? Be like, hey, Kay, I've come to get my Scarlet Sales Posse ticket. So, yeah, and then, I mean, it's a lot. Julie Rhodes this weekend.
So cool.
Yeah.
Friday.
I just want to say Friday. If you're going to go out this weekend, support local bands. You can support three on one bill.
At the same time.
At the A La Memphois. Mm-hmm. It's true. Julie Rhodes, Carissa Johnson, her new band.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard them yet, but Carissa is always great. She always brings it. And
Rock and Roll Rumble winner, right?
Yeah, that set, that was one of the best sets I've ever seen. Were you there for that?
I was in California.
You were in California?
Yeah, I was there, yeah.
It was really cool. So halfway through her set, the fire alarm went off.
At once.
Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
And it was raining outside. Not heavily, but just like sprinkling lightly, April shower. And my team, mad props to the Once crew, always on point, always paying attention. Lights on, sound down, everybody out the door in like 5 minutes, like really fast. They move really quickly. And the band were like, well, should we take our instruments? Because it's raining. And I was like, well, yes, because fire alarm, like, we don't think the building's on fire. The odds are against the building being on fire. But, you know, the fire alarm's going off for some reason. And so, yes, you should take your guitars. And so somebody, this is all happening really super fast. And very, like, my team is really good at being like, no panic. It's cool. Here are our four fire exits. We will help you to get outside. Mm. And, but somebody very quickly thought through having a car that the band could put their equipment in, like, right away. It was cool. So it was like this big community, like, we're all going to get out, but we're going to take the guitars. And it was cool.
And then they came back.
And they
and won.
Smoked it. I think, well, one theory I had was that going out into that, like, refreshing, cool rain woke everybody up a little bit. And so everybody came back like extra pumped, but also I think the adrenaline of like the fire alarm is going off and
And of course it's in the back of your mind. You're like, well, maybe the show's done. Maybe it's over because maybe there's a fire and we won't be allowed back.
Right,
in.
Because heaven forbid the building is actually on fire. It's unlikely in most situations that that's what's going on. I just want to say, but we still get people out as quickly as possible. But I do think that there was a combination of like the adrenaline and the fear that it might be the end of the night. And, but also that, like, I remember thinking, this is brisk. 'Cause it was just this like very light, foggy rain. They were great. They will be great again. Mm-hmm. Carissa is always great. And she's been touring a lot.
She's always great.
Yeah. And she's been touring a lot, you know, as we all know. Touring is what really seals the deal when a band gets out night after night. So Julie Rhodes, Carissa Johnson, for sure, is going to be great. Brian Viglione, a month later, is going to be great. Thrust Club, is that a record release show on the 24th? I know that's not your week. That's next week.
Know.
But Kingsley Flood this week.
Mm-hmm. Saturday.
Friday.
Why I'm saying
because we're moving in. Remember, bring your sleeping bag. Bring your sleeping bag to Julie Rhodes.
What if people bring their sleeping bag, JJ?
I'm good with that.
Andrew's going to bring his sleeping bag.
It will be comfy, cozy.
Well, I live a block away, so
he doesn't need to bring a sleeping bag. It's going to be comfy, cozy.
All right then.
Maybe. In a kind of a punk rock kind of way.
Like, you have spikes on your sleeping bag?
Exactly. You could have a leather sleeping bag. You could lean it up against a brick wall and make it look tough.
Leopard print sleeping bag.
That I'm sure exists. I'm sure they all exist. I think every design ever for sleeping bag. When I was a kid, I had an American flag sleeping bag, and it was stripes on one side and stars on the others. It was reversible, so it could be red and white stripes or blue with white stars.
Obviously.
It was awesome. My sister and I, we had matching sleeping bags. They were really cool. I bet they're still at my mother's house. In the piles. Cool.
All right. So thank you, JJ.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Suze.
Thanks for being
a
friend.
Boston is lucky to have you. By the way,
friend of the show.
Like, insert that.
You're really awesome. I'm lucky to have Boston.
So I'm going to play some Strange Ways and a few other songs, and then very soon we're going to hear the concert report from Suze, and then we're going to hear Zoe Knight live in Studio D. So here's some Strange Ways.
I feel like I'm on.
Oh, hello. I'm Suze, and here's your On the Town with Mikey D Boston Concert Report for the upcoming week. Starting things off, it's tomorrow, Thursday, May 17th. If you are around Waltham, the Charles River Museum of Industry and Innovation has a new concert series they're doing called Second Shift Concert Series. And tomorrow night, it's the Suitcase Junket, aka Matt Lawrence. He's a one-man band who can entertain with the spectacle of a single guy playing four instruments and singing multiple notes at once. Also tomorrow night is Girls Rock Campaign Boston Pizza Party. That's over in Jamaica Plain at the Milky Way, 7 p.m. until midnight. It's a pizza buffet, and there's live music from Hilken and Thalia, Charlo and Studs Green, and Jennifer T. and Liz W., plus karaoke with Gene Crawford. And that supports the awesome nonprofit Girls Rock Campaign Boston. Also tomorrow night over at Bull McCabe's, it's the Every Thursday Crush Factory at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville. If you're into reggae, hip-hop, and soul, you'll want to go to Bull McCabe's tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. Also tomorrow night, Metal Thursday over in Worcester with Graveborn, Comforza, Graves Harbor, and Epicenter at Ralph's Rock Diner in Worcester. That starts at 9 p.m. Another show tomorrow night is a band that I cannot pronounce, H-H-O-O-G-G. Maybe it's H-Hoog, I'm not really sure. Gideon Gray, Andrew Susie, they're at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge. That starts at 9:30 p.m. Another show for tomorrow night, there's a lot of shows happening lately, I've noticed, at interesting spots. Brewing companies, for example. Aeronaut Brewing has a music series that they do. They host bands quite often. Tomorrow night, it's Adam Janjigian Quartet featuring Noah Preminger at 7:30. And then over at O'Brien's Pub in Alston tomorrow night, it's Indie Rock and Power Pop with Old Soul, Nervous Dater, Hard Pass, and Elephants, 8 p.m. Common Ground Arlington, if you happen to be in Arlington tomorrow night, I did not know Common Ground was also in Arlington, found that out today. They have a local music Thursdays, all local bands, and that starts at 9 p.m. The lovely Randy Black and the Heathcroppers are at Tavern at the End of the World tomorrow night in Charlestown, 9 p.m. They're a three-piece band performing original electric Americana. Also tomorrow night is Phil Pacino at Back Bay Social Boston, 7 to 10 p.m. In Studio D tonight, in a few minutes, she has a show tomorrow night. Zoe Knight's band, Mythical Beasts, they have a third Thursdays at the Sinclair Front Room Restaurant. That's original, heavy, funky, bluesy, disco soul, and the occasional select covers. That's 10 p.m. tomorrow night at the Sinclair Front Room. And then one of my favorites, tomorrow night, they are doing the first of three nights at the Lizard Lounge, Session Americana, with their guest, Ally McGurk. That is, like I said, Lizard Lounge, Cambridge, tomorrow at 8:30. And then one more great show is Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles over at the Burren Backroom Series in Davis Square, Somerville, sponsored by WUMB. That's 7 to 9 p.m. Lots going on tomorrow night. Friday is the first day of the Harpoon Fest, and a bunch of Boston bands are playing there. That includes the Dirty Dotties, Ally McGurk, Bloom, Dan Blakesley, love Dan Blakesley, Lilith, and then that's also happening on Saturday. Another one at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain on Friday, Sugar Cones, Factones, Charlie Don't Surf, and a bunch of Jerks. When I looked up a bunch of Jerks on their Facebook page, they said they were Kitten Rock, so that's happening on Friday. Jamaica Plain, Midway Cafe, 8 p.m. And then also on Friday is Say Darling with special guests, the Carlines. They're playing at the Burren Backroom Series. That's hosted by Tom Bianchi. He has a really, really great music series happening at the Burren. You should check that out. I saw Juliana Hatfield there a couple weeks ago. It's excellent. And that's Davis Square, Somerville, 7 to 9 p.m. If garage rock is your thing, then you'll want to be at Tavern at the End of the Square on Friday. That's with the Peasants. Charlestown, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. And then, as I mentioned, Session Americana is doing three nights at the Lizard Lounge. And on Friday, their guest is Mark Arelli. That is 8:30 p.m. And then we talked about this earlier. There's a great show at One Somerville on Friday night. Julie Rhodes, Carissa Johnson and her new band, and Aubrey Haddard. That's at One Somerville at 9 p.m. on Friday. And now we're on to Saturday, May 19th. It is the day two of two of the Harpoon Fest. That is going all day. I think it starts at noon. The Rationals, Old Jack, the Blue Ribbons, Julie Rhodes, Pressing Strings, Carissa Johnson, and the Cure-Alls. And also on stage two is Eavesdrop Trio, Dan Masterson, Oompa, Howl at the Moon, Latrell Drames, and The Revelations. Another show on Saturday is, if you like Pope, Pop, did I say Pope? I meant Pop. Not sure why I said Pope. Pop, Folk, and Americana all at once. Jason Miles Goss at Club Passim in Harvard Square, Cambridge. That's 7 to 10. For some country and an afternoon show, you should head to Atwood's Tavern on Saturday for Possum. That's 4 to 6 p.m. Another afternoon show at the Plow and Stars is the Busted Jug Band. Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge. That's 4 to 6. And then a bit later at 6:30, there's a early-ish show at the Middle East upstairs with Pink Mexico Dutch Tulips, Death Hand. That starts at 6:30 and it's 18 plus. Ryle's in Inman Square is closing soon, so many bands are having their last shows, and that includes the eight-piece Beantown Swing Orchestra. They're performing their first and last show at Ryle's on Saturday, and that's 9 p.m. until midnight. Also on Saturday, for some alt country, roots rock, Americana, a band from East Arlington, it's the Social Number 11 at the Burr and Backroom Series in Davis Square, Somerville, 7 to 9 p.m. A band that describes themselves as city and western, The Few Abide. They're playing at the American Fresh Beer Garden, Assembly Row, Somerville, 7:30 to 10:30 on Saturday night. And then the third of three nights with Session Americana is happening on Saturday, and their special guest is one of my favorites, Rose Polanzani. I haven't seen her out in a while, so that will be a lovely show. You should check that out. Lizard Lounge, Cambridge, 8:30 with Session Americana and Rose. And then over in Union Square, Somerville, at Bill McCabe's, it's Otis Grove. That's 9 p.m. to midnight. And we talked about this earlier. Kingsley Flood is doing their Boston album release at One Somerville on Saturday. They're joined by Glenn Yoder and the Western States and Andrea Gillis. That starts at 8 p.m. And Kingsley Flood's latest album is called Neighbors and Strangers. Moving on to Sunday, May 20th. Legendary rockabilly band from Boston is doing an afternoon show, The Crank Tones. It's their record release with Jittery Jack at Great Scott Alston, 1 to 5 p.m. So you can do some afternoon rockabilly-ing, if that is a thing. If you're into old-time music, bluegrass, folk, traditional fiddle, and banjo, then you'll want to check out Molsky's Mountain Drifters at the Burn Backroom on Sunday in Davis Square, Somerville, 4 to 6. This is a band started by Bruce Molsky. He is a visiting scholar at Berklee College of Music, and he's regarded by Mother Jones Magazine as one of America's premier fiddling talents. So you can check that out at the back room of the Burren on Sunday. Also on Sunday is Sloth Machine. I really like the name of that band. I had not heard of them before. They are at Tavern at the End of the World on Sunday in Charlestown, 6 to 7 p.m. And it's their last show before they take a sabbatical for a little while. Also on Sunday, another show at Once Lounge over in Somerville. It's Aaron Harp and Delta Swingers, Claudettes and Wrong Shapes. That's at 7:30. Americana Sundays presents Blame the Whiskey at Thunder Road in Union Square, Somerville on Sunday, 7 to 10:30 p.m. And then there's something new at this really great restaurant in Union Square, who I discovered through JJ once upon a time. I think the owners of Juliet have a connection to JJ and Cuisine en Locale. Used to scheme on some stuff together. So they're doing music on the menu, dinner at Juliet. Aurora Birch is performing. That's Union Square, Somerville, 8 p.m. Music on the Menu is a new event series that connects some of the Boston area's most innovative chefs with locally based musicians for evenings of dinner, music, and collaboration. And it sounds awesome. All right, so next up, Monday, May 21st, Crunkwitch, Sam Mulligan, The World is Square. They're at Midway Cafe, Jamaica Plain, 8 p.m. until midnight. For some psychedelic rock and garage rock on Monday, you should go to Zuzu for Bird Gang's Friendly Psychic Strangers, Tyler and the Names. That starts at 9:30. The Plow and Stars occasionally will have a Monday singer-songwriter showcase. That's happening Monday, May 21st in Central Square. And this coming week features Chris Dalla Riva, Annie Stokes, Lucas Roy, and Carlin Tripp. Another Once show, the awesome Matt Heaton and his Toddler Billy Takeover is at Once Ballroom on Monday, the 21st, from 5 to 7 p.m., and indeed, it is all ages. If you're into metal, you should head over to O'Brien's Pub in Alston on Monday for Untombed, Brain Famine, Shroud, and Armpits. Or if maybe honky-tonk, trucker jazz, and rock and roll is your thing, over at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge, Chris Hirsch and the Moon Raiders. Chris is the guitarist for Say Darling and formerly with Girls, Guns, and Glory. He's an excellent guitarist. You should check that out at Toad. And then also on Monday night is the legendary open mic at the Lizard Lounge. It's a weekly celebrity judge. Performers do two original songs, 10 minutes, and there's up to 20 performers and a cash award. That's at 7:30 p.m. at the Lizard Lounge open mic. Next up is Tuesday, May 22nd. Every Tuesday at Bull McCabe's, Ghetto People Band. That starts at 10 p.m. at Bull McCabe's in Union Square. And then over at the Lizard Lounge is Honeysuckle, Dietrich Strauss, and the Blue Ribbons. Lizard Lounge, Cambridge, 7 p.m. until 10:30. And then two more for Wednesday, May 23rd. Twisted Pine are doing their EP release party with Upstate Rubdown at the City Winery Boston. That's at 8 p.m. And the next one, I'm a fan of the name of this event, Whiskey Wednesdays with duo Martin and Kelly. That's at Loretta's Last Call in the Fenway area in Boston, 7 to 10 p.m. All right. Well, that's the On the Town with Mikey D Boston Concert Report. See you out there.
Thank you. Thank you, Suze. And now, live in Studio D, we're going to hear Zoe Knight and Mythical Beasts.
What's up, WMFO? My name is Zoe Knight. I am the Beast Madam of Mythical Beasts, and I am so excited to be here. Thanks, y'all, for tuning in. I'm going to play a whole bunch more original tunes for y'all, so stick around. Here's another song I wrote called Love Come Love Me. So I'm playing these songs solo tonight, but tomorrow night I start a new residency with my band of monster players. We are called Mythical Beasts, and we're going to be playing third Thursdays at the Sinclair Lounge through August. So it's a free show. Come check it out. It's going to be great. We got some killer players tomorrow night. We got Jeff Buckridge on guitar. He plays with the ABs and Nephrock All-Stars. We got Pete McLean on drums, who also plays with the ABs and Nephrock All-Stars. stars, and Maceo Parker. And we've got Mike Mixis on the bass, and he plays with Tim Guerin and Nephrock All-Stars. And we've got Nancy Lodi of formerly of Booty Vortex on sax. And we've got Justin Lopes of Barely Dead and Matthew Stubbs in the Antiguas playing the keys. So it's an all-star band. Come on down and check us out. Here's another tune I wrote. And fire my spirit, earth my body, water my blood. Air my breath and fire my spirit, earth my body, water my blood. Mm-hmm.
my soul to the sun does rise. Trees know where to reach a
Here's a love song, and I wrote it for all of you.
All the blood in my veins.
So this next song, out of all the songs I'm playing tonight, this one is the oldest. I wrote it about 3 years ago. It's autobiographical. The name of this song is called Long Winter, subtitle F That Guy.
Saying it.